Nolte, Joe Scarborough says Donald Trump will execute people if re-elected. By John Nolte on November 21, 2023. The rolling garbage fire that is far-left NBC News rolled right along Tuesday when a hysterically dishonest Joe Scarborough assured the world that, if re-elected, former President Donald Trump will execute people, as in have them murdered. This left-wing moon battery occurred during one of those insufferably smug rants Scarborough is infamous for, with his equally smug wife, Mika, sitting submissively quiet next to him. Scarborough came right out and told his handful of MSNBC viewers that if Trump wins the presidency in 2024, he will imprison, he will execute, whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country. Scarborough backed this up with nothing more than a pile of bizarre rhetoric. Just look at his past, Scarborough said as Mika stared into the camera as your first wife did in divorce court. The only thing that stood between him and the destruction of American democracy was the federal judiciary. Look at his past? As far as I know, Trump has never even hit anyone. Al Sharpton responded with a no doubt about it. Years and years ago, when I first began covering the corporate media, I warned people that if the media were ever put into a position where they had to choose between whoring out their credibility and losing elections, they would whore out their credibility without hesitation. And that's what's happened. That's why the public no longer trusts the media. The media have exposed themselves not just as biased but as unhinged leftist charlatans and serial liars. But the media don't care. No matter how many riots they have to incite to win an election, they will. What Scarborough is doing here is using what he knows are lies as a fear tactic to gin up the Democrat base to support his fraudulency, Joe Biden. The corporate media are now beyond the pale of basic decency and honesty. With new media outlets like Breitbart News constantly challenging and exposing them. With Republican politicians like Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, and others taking on and ridiculing the fake media without fear. With Trump looking better in the polls than he ever has, even better than when he won in 2016. The corporate media are so desperate and rattled that you have the anchor of a national news network lying to America about a former president preparing to murder people, to summarily execute and imprison them if re-elected. If you and I call a trans woman a man, and he is a man, question the results of the questionable 2020 election, or point out that climate change is a hoax, which it is, NBC News wants us blacklisted from social media and polite society. But here's a network anchor making Pizzagate look like nothing as he lies about how a presidential candidate intends to murder people. And so, we add Mika's cuck to the list. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. No other media outlet will call Scarborough out for his lunacy. No one will pressure him to retract it. The corporate media will allow his smear to stand because that's how morally lost they all are, how desperate, afraid, and full of hate. P.S. Barry is the only president I know of who executed an American without due process. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.